started raining just as I dropped her off at her car. The sun was on the cusp of rising and it was still cool for a time, with the rain starting to drizzle into my open window, sitting in the parking lot of the Southern Touch, thinking. As far as I'm concerned, it was the last time I ever saw her. Drive out to the funeral to bury my granddaddy, it began to snow. Growing up in North South, the old Savannah Highway, which was still two lane then, we wound around Dead Man's Curve, where that lady from the Sunbeam bread wrapper was killed in a head-on back when I was little. Out past our family's farm to the little Methodist church, where once upon a time my grandmother had gone to Sunday school. The same humble structure that witnessed their marriage for 42 years. Where just a few years ago I'd gone to youth group and Methodist Youth Foundation campouts, hayrides, and lock-ins. Lips and fingers, and the rain started pouring down. Out of the sky like a wonderful wrath from God. A God who might spite me even as I turned from his grasp and shun his embrace. I was plotting an escape that I was still a few years away from having the guts to pull off. Years later, that realization became a personal hell that followed me around for a while, and then didn't anymore. You can only carry hell around so long before it gets to be a drag.